What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release. And just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release. So don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip. Joe, what is your number two?
So my number two is Bertino's The Dark and the Wicked.
Okay, yeah. Take it away.
I'm not going to build too much on what you said before, except to say that, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of Bertino's other films. I've really seen The Strangers, and I haven't seen the other two. So I went into this not quite knowing what to expect, but I had heard from a couple of people about just how dark and grim it was. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's right there in the title, folks. It delivers on what's trying to sell you. But I will say, this was really evocative. And I think this is probably the film that scared me the most this year. Like, I watched this with the sound up and the lights down, and I got goosebumps and I got hair standing on end. There's a couple of standout sequences here where you're just like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. It is heavy and it is really good. And yeah, I mean, it's simple in the way that it's just two people go home to take care of their dying father and shit happens. And I can appreciate why people might say, oh, it's boring. There's not a lot that happens. I'm just not that invested. I feel like if you can just get on board with what this film is doing and invest in this world, like, it's rough. Like, it's a really, really fucking rough film.
It is. It's funny you mentioned the sound design, too, because as I was watching it in my apartment with my TV with no surround sound system, I was watching, I was like, fuck, this would sound so good in a theater. Like, I would kill to see this in a theater because I did like it. I mean, again, it was my number five. It is scary, but man, I wish I had that sound system because while the visuals are great and there's plenty of creepy visuals in it, that sound brings that movie home for me.
It's so good. I mean, we know from our talk about The Strangers earlier this year, Bertino knows how to use his sound design, and I feel like it's almost even better here than it was in The Strangers.
Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, again, it's 12 years later. I hope he's learned since then. But I will take this moment to suggest, Joe, that you go seek out The Monster and watch that.
Right, yes. I've got it on the list.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.